Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 90. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers, and today is Book Inside Friday. But I'm not delving into a book today. I'm going to talk about upcoming projects for this year. Now, my intentions are to publish 12 books this year. Sounds crazy, right? So yes, a book a month. The first 6 months of this year will be focused on women's issues and the book series A Woman's Worth. So there'll be 6 books in the series, and the first book that was published was on January 1st, and the next one was February 1st, next one was March 1st, so you guys get my drift. It'll be the first of each month for every book this year. So this 6-book series on A Woman's Worth, there will be different topics that will be discussed. Part one will be focused on postpartum depression, and I didn't even learn about that till literally a year ago. And that's a bad thing for me, because I like to stay abreast of what's going on in the world and things that, you know, not only men go through, but women go through. But that was an important topic for me to discuss. Part two will be focusing on maternity leave and how the United States is literally one of the worst countries in the world as far as maternity leave and how much time women get off to spend time with their newborn children. Part three will be focusing on role models and how young women do not have enough positive role models shown to them in different careers and different facets. You know, when you look at the culture of what today's world is, a lot of it is music artists, entertainers, things of that nature. And while there's nothing wrong with showing, you know, these, you know, music artists, entertainers, athletes, there really needs to be a focus on a lot of different women being shown to young adolescents and young teenagers so they are able to see a broader perspective of what life really is and what it consists of. Because not all young women are growing up in homes where their mothers are doctors or lawyers or own businesses or anything like that. But the point is that there needs to be more of a focus of showing young girls a whole different, just different careers and different things of that nature. So they're able to really see what they really want to do with their lives and explore, you know, their minds and figure out who they really are. Part four will focus on mental health and alcohol addiction. And, you know, a lot of times I don't write these books to throw in all this statistical data. For me, it's not about this. It's not just about the statistics. I mean, the statistical data is great for research purposes, but there also needs to be more conversations on, you know, women's mental health and, you know, alcohol addiction and a whole lot of other things. But that was the main focus and topic on part four. Part five, obviously, domestic violence is a huge, huge, huge issue that's been going on in the world for God knows how long. But I definitely needed to discuss that in more detail than the character Veronica in The World We Live In series, which is, you know, a brief stink of a few pages in each book in that 5-book series. So I wanted to write a story on that and, you know, really start to have more conversations about that and prevention and how do we deal with these things and all that. In part six, I went in the direction of, having, you know, a woman's network and things like that. Like, that was the book originally. I wrote it. And I went to edit it and realized that I only liked the story. I didn't love it. So I revamped it and decided that I was going to focus on the pressures of women getting married and having children. And the crazy thing is I start to see more videos about that stuff on TikTok now. And I came across a video and, you know, it was so true what the young woman was saying. How women are ingrained in their minds to, that's their main focus of life, is to get married and have children. And that's a very, very important, powerful story that I wrote. And for me to write that, to end the series, it's going to be so impactful. And it's a young woman who's at a crossroads in her life. She's in her 30s. She doesn't necessarily have any issues with dating, you know, men or anything like that. It's not a male bashing type of ordeal. It's more of the pressures that her family and friends are putting on her to have children and to get married. And, you know, I don't want to give the story away, but let's just say she goes down the road of not, you know, caving into the pressures of that and the impact that it has on her and her family and her life and things of that nature. But that was a very important book, and it felt good for me to write it. And I'm very excited for this Woman's Worth series. It's very, very, very important that I discuss a lot of these issues. Of course, there's a myriad of other women's issues, but I feel like I didn't want to make a series like that too much. And sometimes certain series need to be that, and then you shift it, you know, to somewhere else. So that's going to be the first, you know, that's pretty much the first six books of 2022. The second half of the year will be focusing on men's issues. It's A Man's Plight. A Man's Plight, six book series, July through December. I'll be focusing on failed marriages, portrayals of men, men's image, the pressures of men to achieve financial success. And there's also the potential of a book being on fathers raising young men in today's world and changing the landscape and image of fatherhood, not just in America, but in the world. But I can only really write it based off of Western culture and what I'm seeing and experiencing, you know, in this world and what I see. But A Man's Plight, that's going to be a very important series. As we record this and as I'm speaking, I am currently writing this series right now. Also, talking about the importance of therapy for men and mental health. That's going to be a huge one. I think that's going to be part three of the series. And there's a good chance that that book is going to be the last one that I actually write, because that's going to be a powerful one. And I really need to make sure that I do my due diligence and write it the way that I want to write it. I have not been able to really brainstorm it and format it yet, but probably by the time you listen to this, I will probably have thought of some crazy idealistic, thing to, you know, go about writing that book. But what I will say is that A Man's Plight is going to be more of a detailed focus than the Struggles and Growth of a Man series. The Struggles and Growth of a Man series was more of a guy in his mid-20s. This will be more of different age groups and things of that nature. So I want to really focus on those things. And the biggest thing for me is I've been able to pay attention and listen to a lot of what's going on in the world, what's going on around me. I spent some time immersed in the Men Going Their Own Way culture and listening to a lot of content on YouTube, watching a lot of videos, and getting a full understanding of where men, what men feel, what men understand, things of that nature. The Woman's Worth series, I spent a lot of time on social media, Instagram, Twitter, things of that nature, really, you know, reading and listening to women's issues. And I did go in depth into reading a lot of different articles on women and the postpartum depression thing. I really immersed myself in research on that in order to create a really good story of a woman's pregnancy and what happens after, you know, she has a child. Postpartum depression can also happen while a woman is pregnant. So let's not think that that cannot happen while she is pregnant. But it does happen a little bit. It's a little bit more prevalent after the woman has a child. But the beautiful thing about that was that that was actually a topic that really came up on the TV show 911 on Fox, and it had its substance and impact, and it was great that I watched that before I actually immersed myself in writing that book. So what I'm trying to say is that there will be a lot of social issues that will get discussed in 2022. The time is now. It's great to really open up these conversations. I write these books for a purpose and a reason. And it's about targeting, you know, a certain audience that really wants to really talk about these issues. And, you know, like I said, this is all about longevity and legacy for me. So I feel like, you know, a lot of these topics can be discussed in more in depth, and there needs to be, you know, more forums and more discussions for us to, you know, really talk about these things. And I know that in the future, I know I'll probably immerse myself a little bit more into, you know, sitting on these group sessions and, you know, having those discussions, you know, on Clubhouse and, you know, other platforms, Discord, things like that. Those platforms are becoming bigger because of people, you know, deciding to control the narrative of what they want to tell as far as stories. So that's pretty much what's coming up for 2022. I will be having a lot of recordings. I'll be having plenty of recordings on how I wrote each book in these series, and I will be, you know, going in depth into those things and what went into it and things of that nature. The blogs will be on my website, obviously. When the books are released, you know, as books release, the blogs will get posted on my website. So you guys can check that out on the Bookend site section of my blogs if you guys choose to. But if you don't, you guys know that a podcast will come with it. So anyway, that is pretty much what's coming up for 2022. I thank you guys for listening. Have a good weekend. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.